John, while you're both with us this morning, John, just to start with you before you go, can you give me a sense, John, an understanding so that I can understand when Michelle O'Neill was talking yesterday about she believes progress can now be made within the talks process. What has changed? So we know that the DUP and Sinn Féin, we now know after yesterday that there were these intense talks over the last week. Did something change for Michelle to be able to say she believes progress can now be made?
Well, we've always said progress can be made.
So has nothing changed? It's a genuine question.
Well, Stephen, there is talking going on. And while talking going on, there is hope. So allow the leadership of the parties to engage with each other and continue that talks process and for each side to make an analysis as to whether a final settlement can be brought about. We're at those stage of negotiations where I don't believe negotiating across the airwaves is helpful.
Sure, and I get that, and I understand that. The choreography of Gerry Adams the day before yesterday saying there will not be an executive without an Irish Language Act. There's no room for to manoeuvre there. So that's not a negotiating position, is it? That's the final position. Is that up for negotiation?
The DUP know our position. The public know our position. It has been out there for several months now. But as I say, we can speculate over the airwaves, we can negotiate over the airwaves, yeah. And it'll bring no benefit to the current process that's going on. So let the process that's going on complete its journey, wherever that journey ends up. And we've been quite careful to say to people that there are still huge difficulties out there. We are trying our best to resolve them. They may or may not be resolved during this phase, but we're trying.
And one last point, and I respect the fact you're saying, look, you want the negotiation to go on, and yet Gerry Adams was putting stuff in the public domain as to what some of the red lines would be. He has said that's a red line. No Irish Language Act, no government. Final point to you, John. I do notice, though, that the Sinn Féin demand, ultimatum, that Arlene Foster will not be tolerable to Sinn Féin as a First or Deputy First Minister obviously, until the RHI inquiry is completed. That's nowhere in any of the Sinn Féin public statements at all recently. Is there anything significant in that?
Let the negotiations take place, and while I believe in accountable democracy and publicly accountable democracy, there's times when political leaders need space to engage with each other to resolve significant problems and issues. If there is a deal, all the details of that deal will become public. If there's no deal, the public will be aware of that as well.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Thanks for taking the questions. Claire, your read of it, do you think anything has changed? The cynics would say this is just these two main parties positioning themselves in the public, whether they feel progress is achievable or not.
Well, yeah, you can look at it in two ways. And I think prior to yesterday, it did look like parties just positioning themselves so that when the blame game starts for who collapsed it, they're not in the firing line. I just hope it is. I hope that there has been, from both parties, a realisation that whatever your constitutional outlook, and they're not going to agree on that, devolution is the only vehicle in the short to medium term that's going to solve our problems here, that's going to deal with all of the things that you've been talking about for the last few weeks, Brexit, childcare, health, education. Devolution is the only show in town, and it's the only way we're going to reconcile with each other, and we don't have a Good Friday agreement if we don't have the institutions in place. So I hope there is that realisation. Yeah. It was a characteristic of the peace process in the early decade, and it does worry me that we're looking at, we might have a process that's longer than the period of conflict resolving.
But Claire, when Sinn Féin say they will not negotiate in public, that they'll do that behind the scenes, that is questionable after Gerry Adams puts into the public domain one of their key negotiating points. No Irish Language Act, no government. So they're negotiating certain things in public. Do you think the fact that they have dropped from their narrative, they are not pushing in their public statements the Arlene Foster red line, do you now think, and you heard John O'Dowd this morning, he wouldn't comment on it, do you think that's gone from Sinn Féin's list of ultimatums?
Well, I have never pretended to understand what's in the mind of Gerry Adams, but I think the concept of parties, all parties, but particularly the two for whom it was very fractious, running out to a bank of microphones after every single meeting is always counterproductive. It was a characteristic in the early decade of the process that you did try and give cover to people when they had to come down from positions, because as John Hume said, if you ask for all or nothing, you usually end up with nothing. So we're not going to be rubbing anybody's nose in anything if they move away from what had been a very hard position. We know that there is a bigger picture here. So I don't know what Sinn Féin are thinking about that. I think the fact is, once that inquiry starts to report and every jot and tittle of that scheme is in the media and in the public domain, day after day, that will bring its own challenges. But let's just see. They're the two parties that got the big mandate to make the deal, and let's see if they can do it.